And now to set the stage for you, we have three guitars, no waiting, three guitars, and a fiddle player and a mandolin player. You'll get to meet them throughout the 40 minutes or so that is ahead. They're led by Christopher Jones, who has a CD release party tonight at Club Cafe. The CD is called Heartland Variations, and we'll talk more about the CD and more about the band in just a moment, but let's welcome Christopher Jones and his family band.
Just past the junction, County 9 and 53. Few dusty memories where people used to be. Church with no steeple, school with no bell. Small town of black earth ain't doing so well. New highway missed it, big farms came in. Young sons and daughters started leaving their kin. Saturday night the wind to Bismarck to dance. The Grange had no jukebox, didn't stand a chance. Black girl's just a bump in the road. It ain't enough to even shift your load. If you try to find it, I tell you straight from the start, black earth may be just a place in my heart. Got no fire station, nothing left to burn. Fred still wears his helmet, he's a little slow to learn. Johnson's left town, couldn't make that store run. Elmer blew his brains out with a 44 gun. Black girl's just a bump in the road. It ain't enough to even shift your load. If you try to find it, I tell you straight from the start, black girl may be just a place in my heart. Sun sets on the prairie, beer sign goes on. Fred pumps 20 gallons and he sings a country song. For every truck that stops, just 50 goes right through. Fred says that's the way it is, what's a man to do? Black girl's just a bump in the road. It ain't enough to even shift your load. If you try to find it, I tell you straight from the start, black earth may be just a place in my heart.
Christopher Jones, along with some family members who I'll ask him to introduce in a moment, a song called Black Earth. I was just peeking at ChristopherJonesMusic.com, and I see he's frequently performed with a lot of our good friends here, including Mark Weakland and David King and Bruce Hoffman, among others here in the Pittsburgh area. Christopher, tell us a little bit about when you started writing songs and when you picked up the guitar, just a little bit about your musical history. Where'd you grow up?
Well, grew up in really formative years in southern Wisconsin. And we, as a family, of course, my father having been a PhD in music theory and so forth, we came by music dishonestly, i.e. we were playing string quartets by the time we were in grade school. And once guitars became available, we all picked them up, and me including. I was actually probably the latest to pick it up. I played banjo early on. And so I probably wrote my first song at the age of 12 or 13, and that's been a few weeks. So, you know, it's...
Do you remember what that song was about? You don't have to tell me. I'm just curious if you remember.
I do remember. And it was sort of a nostalgic, old before its time song, which has been roundly forgotten and probably forgotten about a few weeks later. But
so you were nostalgic at 12. seriously, I'm...
Well, you know, I don't quite know where my song, the song influences would have come from at that point. You know, I was listening to Sam Cooke probably, you know, so.
I heard an interview with Gordon Lightfoot this week, who's about to tour again, and the song Sundown, which was a big hit for him. He was pretty young when he wrote that, but it sounds like a song written by somebody way older than he was at the time he wrote it. He's now probably about the right age for it to seem that song has come from. Is that the way you feel about the songs you wrote when you were younger?
Yeah. Well, of course, now, even the song that we just sang, I probably wrote this 20, 25 years ago. We in fact, recorded it as a trio in Lexington back before my children were in short pants. So, I mean, and they're now in their mid-20s. So it's a song that has some history, but I was a mature adult by that point. So, yeah.
Well, let's meet everybody who's here. Do you want to introduce who's playing along with you?
Absolutely. So our studio audience has no notion of space, but to my left is Dave Gillespie, who comes to us from Detroit. He is my cousin and a fine musician and songwriter in his own right. To my right is Jeff Jones, my younger brother, who's taken a lot of abuse but has managed to survive as a younger sibling. Karen after Jones, fashion. After fashion. Karen Jones, my sister, who, with her partner Bev Futrell, to her right, as you, I think, mentioned on the air, are members of the Real World String Band. And these three actually play also together in a group called Tall, Dark, and Handsome. So they go way back. So
if you saw the three of them, it's quite not. I mean, those are all positive adjectives, but it's quite clear which is which. I think.
Yeah.
Or which isn't which.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the name work came backwards before I joined the band. Yeah. I own none of it.
You know, that beats Huey, Dewey, and Louie. You can think of all sorts of triplets.
Yeah.
It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Christopher Jones is here. We'll listen to another song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the CD he releases tonight. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do a song called Cincinnati Night, which was actually written when I stopped and visited my siblings in Cincinnati. They were living across the Ohio River in Covington at the time. So this is before I really knew where Pittsburgh was. 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Smoke sitting heavy on the Ohio River. Night sky lit up like an old cabaret. Out on the porch, leaning back in the shadows, there's two tired angels with a lot less to say. This whole world's my lover, gonna squeeze her real tight on a Cincinnati night. Only been here a day,
brothers and sisters make you feel like a window washed and seen through. It's a lone country fiddle crying out from the kitchen. So good when nothing is the right thing to do. This whole world's my lover, gonna squeeze her real tight on a Cincinnati night. There's good years before me, your love and flow easy when you got your peace of mind. Spaced out on the highway, I'm a Greyhound believer. Dayton and Pittsburgh left down the track. I dream Cincinnati lying dreamless behind me. I hear the night laughter calling me back. This whole world's my lover, gonna squeeze her real tight on a Cincinnati night. On a Cincinnati. Cincinnati
Saturday Light Brigade. That is Christopher Jones. Really beautiful harmonica on that song from Bev Futrell. And that song is the second song on Heartland Variations, which officially is released tonight, a nine-song CD. And Chris, tell me a little bit, Christopher, about the CD and how long it's been in the making. Usually these things take quite a long time.
They take quite a long time. And I'd like to say that probably there was a pause in its evolution while I raised two children. And I started with the digital revolution. I realized that I could do most of the work of creating an album in my own, in the bedroom vacated by one of my sons. And as I started doing it, I also realized that members of my family were some of the best musicians I knew, so I would take my entire studio to Lexington and have them do harmonies or add a harp or a fiddle, another guitar. Dave, we managed to get on the album because he happened to be passing through Lexington, and we said, why don't you run over and put something on, and probably next time around there'll be more of it. But the songs themselves are a compilation of things that I wrote, you know, last year or 20 years ago. So there are things, some of them have been distilled a little bit, if you know what I mean. So.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the website as we're talking, and it's neat because I think if I'm extracting information correctly, you've got two recordings, right? The one that you're releasing tonight and the other one, which dates to 1978.
That's
so,
correct.
So it's pretty cool to know that 22, or is it 32?
Yeah,
years later, this recording is coming out, and indeed, to me, that would indicate raising some kids during that period
much.
Of time.
Pretty
much. I suspect an all-ages show tonight at 7.
Club Cafe, unfortunately, is over 21.
Okay.
Yeah, they are officially over 21, and I've been told to insist on that, which is unfortunate because I have lots of friends with children who'd like to come, and the kids, unfortunately, can't come.
Okay, so that's good to note then. 7 o'clock tonight at Club Cafe on the South Side. Do you have other performances coming up you'd like to mention?
Right now, we don't have other performances. This is obviously a group that's quite difficult to assemble since they come from across the country. But I'll be looking to do additional shows once the semester finishes up and we can get going on the on the live performance.
Well, let's look at Christopher Jones music. .com and you heard Christopher mention the semester. He is a professor, which is why he's thinking in terms of those kinds of timetables. A professor of French. You need to write some French.
That's correct.
Songs, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I have in the past. Yeah. Yeah. And then I sing some, you know, in various contexts. So.
Well, we're going to get ready for another song coming up in just a moment. I'm glad that you took today to tune in, and you'll hear another song now from the group. What's it called?
This one's called Dakota Territory, and this is a recent song that I wrote about, really about the frontier in the Dakota Territory. If you know your history, that was before there were states, and the conditions were rather harsh, and this is about those conditions.
You don't mean solid liquid gas. You mean a geographic region.
I mean geographic regions, okay. Yes, indeed.
Just checking.
Yeah, yeah,
I can do this
yeah.
with the college professors. Yeah. Socrates has nothing on us. Here once again, good. Christopher Jones and his family band.
When the wind blows across the prairie, it comes from a thousand miles. Sometimes it comes like a dancer. In the spring you could say it smiles. When winter rules the prairie, the wind blows fire and ice. You could call it a thousand things, and not one would be nice. Not one would be nice. Comes back to the prairie, the rivers crack and roar. The rain drives away the memory of the cold winds rush at the door. Growing time is upon us, the dying time fades away. The youngins think sun is forever, the elders know only cold can stay. They know only cold can stay. Out on the prairie, the last one across the river. The prairie wind let them drive their stakes, but the wind wasn't India giver. When the blizzard hit last April, they had already eaten their seed. The livestock froze and the baby died. All they could do was bleed. Yes, all they could do was bleed. To the prairie, the rivers crack and roar. The green drives away the memory of the cold winds rush at the door. Growing time is upon us, the dying time fades away. The youngins think sun is forever, the elders know only cold can stay. They know only cold can stay. They didn't know only cold could stay.
Christopher Jones and Family at the Saturday Light Brigade Dakota Territory, the name of that song, and a nice guitar interlude, a solo by Dave Gillespie, or finger picking, coming to the forefront in that song. Who is, how do you know Dave, Chris? And Dave is not a Jones.
I am a Jones.
Oh, you are a Jones.
He's the son of my father's youngest sister, i.e., a first cousin. So
okay, so there's some Jones in his blood somewhere.
Oh yeah,
we do apologize for that.
Yeah. So yes, no, and we have played music together at family gatherings, not as frequently as we might perhaps have liked to, but family reunions we all tend to get out guitars and whatever else we have going. So
oh, that's great. We probably have time for about three more songs, I think, okay, just to keep things on track. And if you're just joining us, Christopher Jones himself is Pittsburgh-based, but folks in to play with him today are from Detroit, as I mentioned, with Dave, and in the case of Jeff Jones, Karen Jones, and Bev Futrell, from Lexington, Kentucky. So it's not often that you get to hear these folks all together. And we're going to find out what the next song is.
Okay. This one I'm going to... these guys are going to find out at the same time. So we're going to do a song that I wrote from a woman's point of view, and it's called I Work Hard for a Living, and it's about raising kids on your own. And like many songs, it started off with a specific person in mind and ended up being a little bit broader than that. But it's
really fun to watch the thought bubble question marks over the heads of... Dave and Jeff disappear as you announce the song that they're about to play.
Do we know this one?
Yeah, we do know. Yeah, it's always helpful if they know before we start. You know, that's a good... Okay.
Or at least midway.
Right.
Two, three, it ain't never been easy, been mostly on my own. Life on a shoestring is all I've ever known. There was a time in Tennessee when I thought I'd lose my mind. 'Cause husbands, you know they come and go, but the children stay behind. I work hard for a living, I pay for my dreams. I know just what is crazy and what is as it seems. When I kiss my children and go out on the town, you pass by my table, you won't see a frown. My old house is drafted, my Chevy's about to quit. My little girl needs braces, my boy's coat don't fit. But I got no regrets about being back on my own. Jimmy was a drinker, he was mean when he came home. I work hard for a living, I pay for my dreams. I know just what is crazy and what is as it seems. When I kiss my children and go out on the town, if you pass by my table, you won't see a frown. You may say I'm older, I won't say that I'm wise. I don't climb no more mountains. I just cut them down to size. There ain't as many friends around me, but them that all should be. And when they hug me tight, when I feel children go out on the town, you pass by my table, you won't see a frown. If you pass by my table, you won't see a frown.
It's a nice song, Christopher Jones. Do you ever think of your songs being recorded by other people? That song in particular, being written from a woman's point of view, you sound great singing it, but...
Oh, yeah. Let's put it this way. I would be more than happy. There's a whole procedure of working songs in the music business, which I have done in the past, but I currently haven't really had time to do. And I'm not really sure whether that's my focus now anyway. I would hope that in the folk process, that people in the process listening to this album, someone might say, oh, I could sing that tune, and would start singing it, and at some point I'd hear that. That would be great.
Well,
I would be very happy about that, yeah.
Good to know. Well, you can get started on that process yourself if you go to ChristopherJonesMusic.com, or if you go to Club Cafe tonight, where his CD release party begins at 7 o'clock. I want to be sure... We had talked about having a couple more songs. So what would be next?
Well, I'm going to do a very quiet tune, and this one is actually dedicated to the mother of my children. It describes an incident which she does not remember. But we've been together for 42 years, so you know there's a certain number of things that she doesn't remember, nor do I. it's a love song to her.
But you remember this one, and she does not.
Right, right. Okay. Well, it's also, you know, there's poetic license, as I've mentioned several times in the songwriting process. Who knows how accurate this all is? And it's fairly poetic to begin with anyway. So, yes, guys, that's the one. The song is named Yes. Walking along with my baby in the moonlight, shining through the big old trees in the park. Fireflies blinking around us in the warm night, brushing her arm, I can feel it, feel a spark. I whispered into the darkness, can I kiss you? She said yes, yes, yes. So still with my baby in the moonlight, shining through the big old trees on her face. That was holding its breath all around us,
We had come 1,000 years to this place. I whispered into the darkness, can I touch you? She said, yes, yes, yes. So still with my baby in the moonlight, shining through the big oak tree all around. We were sharing our breath in the warm night, almost afraid to believe what we'd found. I whispered into the darkness, will you keep me? She said, yes, yes, yes.
Christopher Jones and his family band at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's been wonderful to have you here. And tonight you can attend the CD release party at Club Cafe if you wish. It's at 7 o'clock. And ChristopherJonesMusic.com is where you can go for more details. We're going to have you close out with one last song. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'd just like to thank you, Larry, and Saturday Night Brigade for having us and for contributing to both musical and community life for all these many years. So good for you, and thanks again. And
thanks.
We've enjoyed it. Yeah,
our pleasure. Once again, Jeff and Karen and Bev and Dave, along with Chris. And what's the song?
Last one is one called Question of Style. It's about what the Mississippi River has to teach us about the way to live. Boy down by the river, catching catfish in the shade. He's too young to care about the mistakes he has made. Hot dust arising from the road along the shore. You got to eat the apple first to find the core. Yes, you do, and the Mississippi River is wide. Takes its sweet time to decide to roll on or to stop you for a while. Cause some things it's got to be, it's gonna make it to the sea. The rest is just a question of style. Trucks up on the highway, rolling across the plain, full of destinations, full of oil and sacks of grain. Roll across the bridge up above where the Mississippi flows. They think they're leaving her behind, but the river knows. Yes, it
rest is just Western style. My mama's son and your daddy's daughter's like a Mississippi mud, Mississippi water. Uh-huh. Coca-Cola, waiting for the fish to bite. He's not worried about the time, cause he's fishing right. Yes, he is, and the Mississippi River is wide. It's a sweet time to decide to roll on or to stop here for a while. But some things it's got to be, it's gonna make it.